Jinx here. Welcome to this episode of the Frag Dolls podcast, where we blow your minds with needle gaming content. It's a new year, and if you listen close, you may notice we've taken the whole renew and improve opportunity to spruce up our podcast. At the end, there will be monkeys, so listen carefully. One of the new things we're doing is offering up different segments, wait for it, in a single episode. Here's what we've got this week. I recently cornered Major Nelson and Trixie, whom you might have heard of if you've ever used Xbox Live, and I talked to them about that very subject. After that, we've got an update from Seppuku about what's been happening in the gaming world, and a few quick tidbits about what's new in the dollhouse. So let's kick this pig and do some fancy things with sound. Cue the effects. First off, how are you guys doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Ah, hanging in there. So, I've got a 360.
And you love it.
I do. Honestly, I use it every day. I even used it as a DVD player the other day because I forgot that I had a DVD player right next to it.
Who needs one?
Yeah, you really, don't so much. It's been really great. I've got, kind of addicted. Especially to the new, Xbox Live, which is, you know, what I want to bother you guys about today, because the new Xbox Live has a lot of cool new things that the original Xbox just didn't have.
Right.
Like for example, you've got the you've got two levels now. You have the silver level of Xbox Live, and then you have the gold level. So what is the difference there?
Yeah, the primary difference between the silver and gold level, the one major difference is the fact that the gold level is kind of what people know the old Xbox Live subscription to be, meaning you can play multiplayer. So what that means is that you can go online in Halo 2 or, you know, Ghost Recon or any of the games and play multiplayer. What we wanted to do when we developed the Xbox 360 is we knew that we wanted to have as many consoles plugged in and connected to Xbox Live as possible to create this fantastic global community. One of the ways we could achieve that is providing a different level of service that we call the Silver Service. And the only difference is multiplayer. You can still go up and download all the cool stuff on the Xbox Live Marketplace, and you can communicate with friends. You just can't get into multiplayer. So that's the only difference.
Okay, so now you're saying that the gold level actually allows multiplayer, where the silver level allows the other?
No, so gold allows multiplayer, silver does not.
Okay.
Other than that, the accounts are exactly the same.
All right, well, that's really cool, because, you know, there's a lot of new stuff on Xbox Live, like the Marketplace.
Right, the Marketplace, we've got all the fantastic arcade games you can download, the movie trailers, game demos, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I'm addicted to Hexic right now.
Me too. And Zuma. Have you tried Zuma yet?
No, I haven't tried Zuma. I want to. I've also got to get
Bejeweled.
Don't
do it, man. You'll be sucked in
Don't
forever.
Do it. All right, you guys. You heard
don't
it from Trixie. Don't do it.
Don't do it, because I want it first on the leaderboards.
Yeah, I wish I could get higher on the leaderboards. but yeah, that arcade it's a lot of fun. I've heard about a lot of women who don't traditionally play games getting into games like Hexic and Zuma and Bejeweled, because it makes it so accessible for them. But it's something that's easy. You can sit down, you can play it. You know, what, tell me this, what's most popular right now in the arcade games?
Well, most popular without a doubt is Geometry Wars, which is a little bit more along the lines of, it's a fast twitch kind of arcade game. So that's really by far the easiest, the one that's the most popular.
That's cool. I've played a teensy bit of that, but only in the Project Gotham Racing Garage. So I need to get the full thing.
Yeah, you're gonna definitely have to give that a try.
Yeah. So are you guys gonna be adding new games to the arcade as time goes on?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we're adding three or four games. It feels like a month. I mean, Xbox Live Arcade is by far one of the most popular features of the Xbox 360. The mere fact that you can go up and every single Xbox Live Arcade game has a demo mode, so you can download the demo, play it, and if you like it, you can purchase it. One click purchase.
And it's just Microsoft points.
Right, exactly, with Microsoft points.
We love the points.
And then on top of the arcade, another one of the really popular features that I've found is the custom content. You can download new skins for the dashboard, right? And you can also download new icons to represent you online.
Yep, you can absolutely do that. So in the marketplace, you can download new gamer pictures, and those are, some are free, some you can purchase. You can also download dashboard themes. So if you want to, for instance, the Super Bowl's coming up, and you can outfit your dashboard with a cool Super Bowl theme that's from EA. So there's all sorts of different types of content. Then I talked about this a little earlier. You can also download movie trailers. So we've got the Mission Impossible 3 movie trailer that's up there that you can download, and that's an exclusive.
Oh, it's exclusive to Xbox Live right now.
Yeah, it was actually world premiered on Xbox Live. It may be available other places now, but it world premiered on Xbox Live.
Wow, that's
really cool.
In full
high-definition glory, yeah. I mean, you can download this. When you download the high-def version, it is stunning and breathtaking. I mean, it's the high-def era is here, and the 360 really takes advantage of that.
Yeah, and in fact, isn't everything on, everything that you can download is, it supports HD, right?
Absolutely. Every single Xbox 360 game supports high definition by default. So that's one of the really exciting things. And when Jay Allard stood on stage at the Game Developers Conference last year and said the high def era is here, we really meant it. And when the Xbox 360 shipped, it was so evident when you saw the games, you saw the dashboard, you saw all this glorious high definition content, it made you want to go out and buy a high def TV.
Oh yeah, I'm really happy that something finally takes advantage of it reliably. I've had this HD TV sitting here, but aside from an HD TV tuner, you know, you don't have much for it, but you play Xbox, the 360 on HD, and it's just a world of difference. It's really incredible.
Yeah, it's really pretty extraordinary.
So I'm gonna pull us back on track here, even though I want to go off on HD, cause I love it. For the custom content, I've seen the list of things that you can download as far as dashboard skins, things like that. And, I was wondering, like, how do you get something like that on there? Can any game company or community do that kind of thing?
Well, sure. There's two ways to do it. One is, in order to get like an official skin or something listed in the marketplace, we only allow our game partners to do that. It's just a lot easier direct to work with them because they have the tools. The other way is if you have a photo device or a device that has photos on it, whether it's whether it's a memory stick or even your camera, you can actually go into the dashboard, and as you're browsing your photos, look in the lower left hand corner, you'll see press X to apply dashboard skin, and what it does is it actually makes that the wallpaper. So there's a couple of different ways you can get images up there, but right now, if you're talking specifically about the marketplace, the only way is if you're a game developer.
Okay, that's cool. But now, so anybody can have any picture of theirs as their background. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know about anybody else, but I love making things my own. I'm all about that.
Well, that's what the Xbox 360 is all about, from personalizing your dashboard to you can choose what gamer picture you'd like from the ones that we have out there, or even putting the faceplate on front of you. What faceplate do you have on your 360? Do you have a different one?
I have the E3 faceplate.
There you go.
I was at E3 last year and picked up one of those cool faceplates with the green circles.
Yes. Cool. So those are rare. Those are very rare. So cool. Well done.
Oh yeah, I feel so elite. It's pretty cool. But we all know that like it's really what's inside the game that counts. And so there's been a lot of games coming out. Honestly, my favorite, the game that I'm looking forward to the most got delayed until March. That's Oblivion. But I've been...
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I know, isn't that great? But I've...
It's going to be great.
But I've been really enjoying the games that have been coming out. So, I mean, aside from Oblivion, what can I be looking forward to add to it? I don't play as many sports games as some, and so I'm really looking for maybe adventure games or RPGs.
So, first of all, you know that there's a Final Fantasy XI beta going on right now. You can play Final Fantasy XI on your Xbox 360.
And how do you
do that? So, first of all, the beta is available in the February issue of the official Xbox magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll see that. I think it's the February issue. Let me just check because I actually have it right here. So you can get that, and then you can play the Final Fantasy there, and of course it'll be coming out, obviously the full version will be out of beta, and that'll be coming out in a few months. So that's one. The second one is, of course we talked about all the arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
There's many arcade games being released every single month and more on the way. The third one is Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter.
Yes, I am so looking forward to that.
I've heard about that one, and I hear it looks amazing. Of course, Burnout Revenge. Do you like driving games?
I do. I've been playing a lot of Project Gotham Racing.
So Burnout Revenge is coming out. Of course, Full Auto is also coming out soon. So these games, there's a lot of games that are coming out. And these are, again, these are all high def games that are happening right now. I mean, this is the next generation is here. I don't know what people are waiting for.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, God knows I've got one. I had mine pre-ordered last June. But what's your favorite game that's out now?
Trixie, what's yours?
Well, it's Zuma. I can't stop playing it. So I know that's not a nice answer, but I love it.
So I'm probably playing Full Auto. I'm playing Call of Duty. Perfect Dark Zero. I keep coming back to Perfect Dark Zero because of the weapon types, because of the game modes. It's just a lot of fun. We play that often around here at the office, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's one of those things is, you know, the easier question is, which ones aren't I playing? And the answer is not really any of them.
Mage has been playing a lot of Marble Blast lately.
Yeah, Marble Blast.
I actually,
it's funny, I actually have that up in my office right now, and you can probably hear the background a little bit coming up here. Have you played that yet? Because it's available right now and download.
I can download that right now. I'll go do that right after this, actually, because
I just got, as we're on the phone here, I got an achievement.
You suck, dude.
Look at that, amazing. Anyway, so I've got, so Marble Blast is one that I'm playing, so.
That's pretty cool. I have noticed that you launched almost simultaneously in Japan, is that right? Back in November?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it was about 2 or 3 weeks after we launched the Xbox 360 in North America. This is the very first worldwide launch. We did one in North America, followed by Europe. And I was about to say United Kingdom, but it was all across Europe. And then third was Japan. So this was the very first simultaneously console launch within a few weeks of each other.
And how has that been going? I mean, it seems like it's been pretty tough for you guys, but how are you pushing through?
Oh, we're doing great. I mean, I've talked to Peter Moore quite frequently about this, and he and I are pretty much on say the same thing, which is it's not a sprint. You can't decide who the winner is within the first day, 2 days, mm-hmm. 2 months. You know, it's a marathon, and we're going along. We've got some extraordinary titles coming out. 99 Nights is coming out. DOA 4 shipped at the in January. So there's some really strong titles that are coming out, and I think people are really, really going to be happy.
Yeah, I know that back when it launched in Japan, some people were surprised that they had lower sales numbers, I guess, that they actually had 360s available on the shelves.
Sure.
Was that expected, that it wasn't going the way it did here, where you couldn't possibly find one?
Well, you have to remember a couple things. One is that the titles came in a little bit later. The titles that the Japanese audience was looking for weren't available directly at launch. You know, some of them were available a little bit later, like I talked about DOA 4.
Mm-hmm.
Every Party is now out in Japan, which is a big title in Japan. So it's really about the titles. And now that we've got Final Fantasy Online, which we know those folks are really excited about, and we have 99 Nights coming up, I think that we're going to see them flying off the shelves quite a bit in Akihabara.
That's cool, because I know that you guys did, for the design of the 360, an American company actually worked with a Japanese company to make sure that the box was the best it could be.
Yep, absolutely.
So that, you know, it would appeal to all audiences, which I think is pretty cool. I love it. The look of it is great.
Yeah, it was an international effort to design and develop this device, the Xbox 360, and we're very happy with it, and it's been received very well in Japan. You know, people are saying, there's all these pictures floating around the internet of, you know, stacks and stacks of Xbox 360s, or the games are being slashed, and, you know, there's actually a lot of misinformation out there. One of them is the fact that people were saying that the Xbox 360 was discounted. Well, that's not actually the case. What happened was is some of the stores were discounting it if you bought broadband. So it was kind of like they do cell phones here, and you know, nothing's ever discounted.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of misinformation, and frankly, a lot of people don't really understand the Japanese culture. So they really make these strange generalizations. But we're very happy with how well we're doing in Japan. We're gonna be happier when we're doing better.
Yeah, of course. And over on this side of the pond, are we still experiencing some shortages, or do most people who've pre-ordered their game have them now, or pre-ordered their box?
They're coming in. We have a third manufacturer, Celestica, which is coming online with us this month, February. So you're going to notice over the next few weeks and even next month, it's going to get a lot easier to get an Xbox 360, and there's going to be more and more for sale. So we're real happy. You know, we had a little bit of challenges meeting the demand. It was a hot product. Make no mistake about that. So, but over the coming months, you're going to see it's going to become a lot easier to get.
Yeah, was the demand foreseen? The mass desire for this box?
Well, you know, it's something we hope for, but you never know. And, you know, we've been overwhelmed by the excitement for the Xbox 360 and all of the titles. But, you know, we can do the best we can, and that's what we've been doing. So I don't want to say it was foreseen. We're happy that we have it. It's a problem. It's a bittersweet problem. You're happy to have it, but then you really want to make sure people can get their Xbox 360s.
Yeah, of course. All of my friends are who haven't got them yet are just bummed that they're going to be behind on getting accomplishments, actually. That their gamer scores are going to be a little bit low.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, they got plenty of time to catch up. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm still working on mine. And, you know, on the subject of accomplishments, what have you done to us with these things? We're like addicts now.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot, you know, using the achievements, it's another Xbox 360 first. And, you know, it's exclusive to our platform. Nobody else can give you achievements like this, and you can earn them, and you can share them with your friends on the web. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that we do. And we want people to really, we wanted people to have something to show for the games that they played. And that's what people are doing. They're just very excited about their achievements and sharing them.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
The other part of it is you can go up to Xbox.com, and it's amazing. You can go up to Xbox.com when you're sitting at your office,
mm-hmm.
and you can compare what your friends are doing. We're real happy with it.
Yeah, it seems like gamers overall have really embraced the achievements and showing what they've got. I know that, I'm really proud of owning like every exotic car in Cameo or in PGR and, you know, completing the game in Cameo. All those little achievements are a lot of fun. But I also have some friends who, they don't play even the backwards compatible games anymore because they don't get achievement points for them and they don't show up on their games played list. Are we going to see any recognition for original Xbox games on the 360, like showing up in the games played list, for example?
The technology is not there to do it. Unfortunately, that's not something we can do. It's just basically, it's the evolution. It's the evolution of, you know, that's like asking Apple, hey, can you make the iPod video work on the old screens? It just can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the Xbox 360 is a groundbreaking product. We put a lot of thought into how Xbox Live works with it. It's Xbox Live is woven into the DNA of this product. So it's unfortunate, but we just can't go back to the original Xbox and put all the work into it because the little processor can't handle it. There's a lot of reasons that prevent us from doing that. So if you want to earn achievements, the only way to do it is on the Xbox 360.
And, you know, as far as, like, you know, downloading and updating things that are and are not possible, I've heard people asking about the current Xbox Live functionality and whether it would have been possible to download and patch that onto the original hardware. So is that also something that it just couldn't handle?
You want to take the original Xbox 360 and bring that down to the original Xbox?
Yeah, well, the live functionality of it.
No, absolutely not. I mean, there's no concept of the guide button. Where's your guide button?
No, you have a point.
You know, there's no concept of the guide button. There's no concept of, you know, just the entire approach to what we've done with Xbox Live with the Xbox 360 doesn't exist on the original Xbox. And as much as we'd love to bring that experience, there's only one way we could do that, and that is by creating and developing the Xbox 360 with its live integration.
And the live integration on it has been great. I love it. I love the fact that it's global now.
Absolutely. It's global. You know, when you're watching your DVD movies, you can still send and receive friend requests. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah. I got them while I was in the middle of Phantom of the Opera. I kept getting friend requests, and I knew everybody who was online.
Right.
And I also got the live update the other day.
Sure.
What did that do? I know this just came out, you're already updating it.
Yeah, so what happened was the Xbox Live and the Xbox, the team that works on the system software, we were monitoring some things that, you know, after launch that maybe we weren't real happy with, some of the issues that some of our gamers were seeing. So we used this as an opportunity to update the dashboard. And just to be clear, a lot of the users won't even notice what's going on. This is a lot of what we call under the covers stuff, you know, back end kind of stuff that's making things faster, making things more stable, making things better. So it's really, you know, it's not like all of a sudden we're going to download and all of a sudden the dashboard is going to change because there's millions of people that haven't even played with the dashboard yet. You know, we're real happy with that. So this is about just enhancing making your existing game experience better. And again, through the power of Xbox Live and having these consoles on, we can deliver that update to you. You know, it came down in seconds, and with one button, you're done. I mean,
yeah,
that's amazing. So we're going to continue to evolve and update the dashboard over time.
Well, that was the most convenient patch ever, and if they're all that painless, I can't wait for more.
Yeah, we call them auto updates because there's, you know, it's nothing to patch, it's just updating it to make it better.
I'm going to look forward to see what's coming down the pipe, and you can bet that I'm going to be bothering you some more about all of the fun things on Xbox Live.
That's quite all right.
Great.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks. Well, pleasure. Anytime you'd like to have us back on, we'd love to be there.
We love the Frag Dolls.
Oh, thank you. We love you, Trixie.
Oh.
And Major Nelson, of course.
Thank you.
Don't forget him or he'll pout.
All right, well, no pouting. We love you both.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Just FYI, I actually have my DVD player unplugged now. My 360 needed that component input on a full-time basis. So now here's the news from Seppuku. Applaud at the end. This is her first podcast. She'll hear, I swear.
Hi, this is Seppuku of the Frag Dolls for my very first Frag Doll podcast, and I'm here to talk to you about some gaming news highlights. So, first of all, we have Take-Two facing yet another lawsuit. So they've already had a lot to deal with recently because of the game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Basically, it had a lot to do with the controversial hidden content that, you know, we've all probably heard about. I've actually never really played this game, but somehow ended up seeing a lot of clips of it on TV. And it's definitely not for kids, that's all I have to say. But because some of the explicit content, there was a lot of legal problems, and the company pretty much denied knowing anything about the accusations, and they said it was all from third party, and it was totally unauthorized. So now what's going on is that there's this stockholder who's suing Take-Two for insider trading as well as mismanagement, and it really just seems like the only people that are happy with Take-Two are the gamers who continue to play the games. It's just everyone's having problems with them, so hopefully they'll get through this. So in other interesting news, David Kinnaird, a Scottish pro tennis player, decided to give up pro tennis and go for pro gaming. He's joined UK's pro Quake team, which is called Four Kings. He said, quote, "Both require players to live and breathe their discipline. I find it a little bit odd that this pro athlete suddenly decided to become a pro gamer. I mean, it's just as weird as if, like, tomorrow the Frag Dolls decided to be a team of pro volleyball players." So apparently he thinks that the rewards for pro gamers are better than the rewards for pro tennis players, which is a little hard to believe considering how much America values pro athletes. I mean, gaming is almost starting to be seen as a sport, so who knows, maybe you'll have better luck in the gaming world. Advent Children is hopefully going to be released later this year. Mike Stratford, who is an executive at Sony's DVD division, says, "It's taking a little extra time to work with the director to get all the supplemental elements finished, but the title is on track for release sometime later this year." And that's a quote, so here's hoping. You guys definitely have to check out this movie. I got a chance to see it, and if you enjoy Final Fantasy VII, it's like all the best cinematic sequences in the game put into a movie. The animation was just so impressive, you really just can't take your eyes off of it. It's amazing. And in other movie news, Uwe Boll, I'm not even sure that's how you say his name, but the guy who directed Blood Rain, was rumored that he was going to be directing the Metal Gear Solid movie, which sent everyone in a panic because they remembered what Blood Rain was like. But Kojima, the designer of the Metal Gear series, quotes, "Absolutely not. I don't know why Uwe Boll is even talking about this kind of thing. We've never talked to him. It's impossible that we'd ever do a movie with him." So fans thank him. And on to Sony news, where there's a lot going on there because of the upcoming release of the PS3 later this year. Apparently, a PS3 developer got fired because he wrote a blog criticizing the PS3 saying that it was just lacking in a lot of the technical aspects compared to the 360, and he just really lacked confidence in it, and he just didn't think that it would do well based on Sony's name by itself. So yeah, he got fired. So be careful what you write on those blogs, because people are reading them. That's what one Sony employee thinks about the PS3. But what does Sony think about Xbox Live? Well, they've pretty much declared, quote, "a full-on assault on the latest version of Xbox Live. They're committed to matching Xbox Live feature for feature and then some." The PlayStation's online community is definitely not the strongest compared to Xbox Live, so it's going to be interesting what we see when the PS3 comes out. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing if they live up to their word. So that's news for today. Thanks for listening, and this is Seppuku signing off. Keep gaming, and see you online!
Seppuku, did I forget to tell you that we signed a contract? We are expanding into the volleyball business. So that's the last of the fancy transition effects for this episode. But before I sign off, there are a couple updates in our own dollhouse. First off, we'd like to welcome the French division of Fragdolls to our family. You can check out their teaser page at www.fragdolls.com/fr and get your first look at Arwen, Katana, Lily, Maiko, and Maya. They're super sweet, and we know they'll represent. We're holding another Fragdoll Friday event on Xbox Live on February 17th. We'll be playing Halo 2, so if you think you can keep up, check out our event calendar and sign up. This podcast is made possible by Ubisoft, our sponsor, and by Plantronics, who provides the Wicked headsets for us to make noise with. This is Jinx with the Fragdolls, signing off. I lied about the monkeys.